What type of spices are mitzurif together? Only if they're both spices that come and work together, they're both matik the kedera, they're both sweetened. They sweeten the kedera. So since the two types of sugars, they're both used for the same purpose, that's what you chayiv for. Is why hoyo beroy lamatik kedera, that it can be used together to sweeten the tavshon. For more time, more the chaz lamatik as a kedera. Why do you say that two tablets are mitzurif together for shear to be chayiv if you eat it? If they're both from orlo, of course they're used for the same purpose. Is mashmo lapochi? Is it not the two type of spices that are sweet? No, one sweet and one sour. Loi, they're not mitzurif together. And the chur al mishnah is mashmo all type of spices are mitzurif together. So tomorrow night, hokinam michaz lamatik. I'll tell you al mishnah also. After it says the spices are mitzurif together, it's only you have two different type of sugars. So they're both used for the same purpose. They both come to sweeten the tavshon. So then we say the shear between together, you could sweeten an egg, yichayi for. If you have a sweetener and a sour thing, they wouldn't be mitzarif together. You have two different shearim, and you'll only be chayiv if you have a shear of each one. Right, the Mishnah says, klipe yagoizim. What's the shear for carrying out the shells of nuts? Or else klipe remainim, the shells of pomegranates. Or else satim upua. These are also different type of grass, things that grow, that you use for dyeing them. On the side here, Rashi, the Mishnah says, satis is krub, seva kamot chilas, a type of a blue dye. And pua is varnsa, so it's on side, esev shetsoifim boy odom, type of a grass that they use to dye red with. These are also two different type of things they use for dyeing. That's satis upoyim. Is kdele tzvoya begatotim. The Mishnah says, what's choshim? To carry out dye, dye is chashiv enough to be able to dye a small beggar, the beggar cotton. For the Gemara Kasha, remember, I have a Kasha on you. We had before, Hamoitzi Samonim Shuruyim. Let's say you carry out dye that's already made. Is our Mishnah talking about the raw material you're first going to make the dye from? Is you have to take this Klippia Goizim, Klippia Remainim, and soak it in water first to make the dye? That's our Mishnah talking about. But here, the Mishnah we had before was Hamoitzi Samonim Shuruyim. You have already the finished dye, the dye that's finished already. How much dye do you have to take out this choshev to be chayiv for Shabbos? Enough dye that you could dye a small piece of wool that you use to show off like a sample of wool, which is a much smaller shear than our Mishnah that says in order to dye a whole small beged. The chutz tzira, trashi dug malira, ma'at semer, a little piece of wool. Shul kimin dugma, it's only like a sample. Shemara hatseva labalabayis. You want to show how the dye looks. Kizeh. Tichopra, it's like kizeh. Do you want this color? Do you want that color? Vulkaden liten bira shokono shogardi shuremuot, a very small shear. So go to theorem. Before we had the shear was a very small amount of wool. How much dye you need to dye a small piece of wool. And here we're saying need these materials to be able to make a dye to dye a whole beggar, a whole small beggar. And the Gemara hit malom. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Abahua, Teretz is poshut. Lefi Shein, Odom, Terech, Lishroi, Samamonim, Litzvoye, Behen, Dug, Malira. It depends. Here we're talking about you have the raw material. You have the klipe agoizim. You have the shell nuts. Now, in order to make the dye, you have to work hard and put these shells into water and let them soak overnight till it comes into dye. That's a hard malacha. So people don't do this malacha unless it's a choshev shear that you come out with a lot of dye. But to get a little bit dye, it's not kedai to do such a malacha. That's why our Mishnah says, how much material do you have to have? How much klipim? How much asitis do you have to have? Enough to be able to make enough dye to dye a small beggar. But over there, the Mishnah is talking about you have dye that was already made before Shabbos. You have finished dye. You're carrying out the dye itself. Dye is choshev. A person is machshav a small amount of dye because he could dye a small sample to show to people. Therefore, if you have the dye already all made, you're chayiv for carrying out a small amount of the dye because that much dye is choshev to you. But if you're carrying out the raw material that you can make the dye from, it's not choshev to a person to start making the dye unless he has enough material to make a lot of dye that he could dye a baked cotton. That's our Mishnah Shia. So, Rashi Lishrois. Umas nisin bishenim shruin. We're talking about you have these shot nails, the nutshells, or you have the pomegranate shells that they're not into dye yet. The abol lishrois. Now you're first coming to soak these shells into water. Is there any sharepochus michdei beget cotton? People not matriach themselves to soak it in water to make the dye unless they can make enough dye for beget cotton. Right, the Mishnah says meiraglayim. What's the shear for carrying out meraglayim? The shear is if you could wash out a small begad. And if you used to use meraglayim as good soap, cleaning the begadim, so to clean a small begad. So the Maraton of the Brisa says, meraglayim ad ben mem yoim. So Pasha, it means ad ben, if you go with the word ben, it means a child when he's 1 day old until he's 40 days old. A little baby's meraglayim, that's a shear, that's what's good for soap. But for an adult, it wouldn't apply. That's if you go with the word ben. If Taisha says you're not girls the word ben, and the Gorista Bachos takes it out ben. The Taisha says, Ein girls to zoom the chayna. The mashm is show cotton ben men yoin. Only talking about a cotton 40 days old, his merak lime is good for soap. But when either perak isha gabi zayin samon mavirin katani kolani dhoko merak lime. The kaboy yasam in Gemara diel doi mazokin. The Gemara gufa klaz a shayla. Which merak lime are we talking about there that's good to wash over a kesem? If an isha saw her dam nido on the begodin. We want to know with dam nido, we have to take 7 type of soaps and wash the begad one after another. And if the dam comes there off, then we know it was dam nido. And one of them is meraglayim. And the Gemara class, which meraglayim? The godel or the cotton? Mizokin. So you see, even an older person's meraglayim also helps a soap. Yistagas kol mem yoim. The anir with dosam namitani meraglayim shechemitzu kam mechemitzu shosh yoim. Therefore, Toys has the gears, and the swan, the gafin, and ad men yoim. The Megimul Yomim Ad Mem Ma'avirin Oysim Ala Kesim. Our Turk Gimul Yachim Mem E Ma'avirin. It just means from the 3rd day until the 40th day, when the Meraglayim came out of the person, that Meraglayim then is good for soap. Mashenka, in the first 3 days, it's no good. It's not Machmet yet. It doesn't get its strength. And after 40 days, the strength went away. So when the Meraglayim comes out of a person, after 3 days, and up until 40 days, that's his mind when it could be used for soap, and if he carried out then on Shabbat Yechayiv, enough of it, a shear, that could clean a small baby. Fight the Nasser, another type of a soap, Tone Nasser Alexandrius. Dafke Nasser comes from Alexandrius. Voloi Nasser Anaftirin. And that Nasser comes from the place Anaftirin, the Rashi Tzemokim. Not from Nasser comes from that place. If that place Nasser is not Choshev, he can't use for soap. So it's a different shear. That's what Mishnah says, the shear of Nasser is to clean the begadis from the soap that comes from Achsandis. Boiris, another type of the soap. Omer Rav Yehuda, Zechoyim, it means poshut sand. They used to use sand to rub the begadim on. It also helps to clean the begad. It's the shear to clean a small begad. So the more about Tanya, ha Boiris Yachoyim, Abraita says no. There's Boiris and there's Achoyim. So you see, Achoyim is not the pshat from Boiris. They're two separate things. Ella my burius, what's the pshat from burius? Kibraisa means kibraisa. Another type of material. So some type of clay that comes out of the ground that you use for a soap. For the more mace, have a kash on this. Hoisifu alayim, the amoisa van yisurish shvias. Strashilinian shvias. Shala, which peris are also on shvias? Peris that grows on shvias has kedusha shvias with it. You're not allowed to do schera, you can't do refu with it. The Torah only gave heti, you're allowed to eat the fruits. The fruits that grow by themselves on shvias, you're allowed to eat. It has kedusha shvias to it. So I see for Leim, the gave by softly said even more fruits. Have kedusha, hachalvitzin, vahalinun, vahaburius, vioyel. It says a burius and oil, all these things has kedusha shvias on it. Shrash, hachalvitzin, lutruyin, valunin, lana, nu. Whatever this is. Vahaburius, vioyel. Now these sakodajic kibraisa, if you want to say the taich from Boris, is kibraisa for the Gemara kibraisa miyisle b'shvias? Does this braisa, whatever this type of a growth, does this have a nissa shvias on it? V'yotanan we learned, zeh haklau, this is the klau by shvias. Kol sheyeshle ikur, yeshle shvias. Anything that has an ikur, that means that Rashi, kol sheyeshle ikur, she nishrash Boris, it's like grows in the ground. It has to have shroshim, it has to have roots. Something that grows in the ground, that has kedusha shvias. Lufi daite to nisa de gasinu sech lebozeh adav Hashem l'shervishu k'mayzev lo k'mash v'roshim moysim finu. Before Rashi types up to briyosa gofi, it's type of a sofa. The word sofa doesn't have any shroshim, doesn't grow in the ground. You calculate the bright to say that they gave kedusha shvias to burius. If you're going to tell me burius is this kibriyosa, which means a type of a sofa, that something clay that comes out of the ground, it's not something that grows. And here the Brisa says the only time you have an Issa Shvias is only on something that's Nishrash Boris. It has to have Shroshim, it has to have roots growing into the ground. So this Boris, this Briosa, has no roots. And the Brisa says that Burius has Issa Shvius on, has Kedusha Shvius on it. So Chura Tzaraya Burias cannot mean Kibriyosai. It's Shvair. And the Gemara, Ela, my Burias, what do you have to say? Burias is a holo. Another type, some type of a growth. A type of a leaf that's called a holo. I spent the Gemara about Tanya about Burias v'holo. It says both these things, Burias and the holo, Mashmah are two different things. And that's part of this mission, this Bryce about Shvius. It says, Meisve, you see, for Leia Machavitzim vel Yenem are Burias v'oil. You see, Burias is one thing, and oil is another thing. And both these types of growths, these types of vegetables, both of them have an Issa Shvius on it. So I call upon him at Shvair, how could we say the Taicha Burias is a holom? Here the Bryce says the two separate things. There's Burias and a holom. And the Gemara, you have to answer, El Tre Gavne Holom. It's like a true. There are like two types of mushrooms, like two types of cabbages. Cabbage. There are different types. Or lettuce. There's Roman lettuce. There's a type of lettuce. There's a type of a lettuce, but it's two different types. So Burias and a holom is in the same family. They're both maybe types of lettuces. Just one is Burias and one is a holom. I'm not saying it's lettuce. It's some type of a growth. What?
Can we say the same about coal, like we said before? Maybe it's two different
types. Well, this is more new. This is MS. That's not what I'm saying. We're saying otherwise, this is the pshat.
Yeah, I don't have any to say it was coal, though.
Alright, not to shlugged up. You don't have 2 minutes chol, but here are past 2 minutes. Taita kumilia. The Mishnah says another type of a soap, something you use to clean the begodim, is kumilia. Omer Rav Yehuda sholav dutz. Plush like putting in, pulling out. You put in, pull out. That's called sholav dutz. Shrashi lo yisparish avakach shmoi. He doesn't know why they call this soap this name, but that's the name shlov dutz. If you want to know where you're going to find this soap, what is this kumilia? People call it soap called shlov dutz. It's a shlov dus means putting in, putting out. Maybe it comes from the way you rub the begodim. When you want to clean your begodim, you rub it back and forth. You pull it in, pull it out. That's the name, that's what it's called, this type of soap. Ashlig, Mishnah says another type of the soap. Ashlig, or mashmuel, shiotinu l'chol nechusa yoma. I asked all the people that go in the ship, all the shipmen. The yomuli, shonu shemaya. The name is shonuna. That's its name. That's the name of Ashlig. Where do I find this material, this type of soap? The nook for the maganisa. In the holes where you find the pearls. If they find the pearls, we're in the ocean. In the holes where you find the pearls, that's where you find this soap there also. Omasculate, people take out the soap, the ramsa de pazlo, with an iron, with a piece of iron, with a nail made out of iron. Some type of iron, that's how you get out this type of the soap. That's what ashlig is. Rams the Pazatrashi for Litva Shabarzl, a needle or a nail from metal. That's what they use to take out the soap. Kids said in the Gemara's time these soaps were Shriach, so the Shia to be Chayim for carrying out soap is a Shia that you could wash a small beggar. That's a Chosh of a Shia to be Chayim for a Shabbos. She tells you, Elias Shikashi, about Chil, the Trey Gavni Hola, Liel Dleshon, the Trey Gavni Chil. Mishum the kimlo the leka bu trei gavonim. The more new, there's no two types of chol, but two types of a chol that you have. So the Mishnah, papeles. What's the shear to be chayy for papeles? They say it's not really our pepper. It's maybe a different type of pepper, longer pepper, kol shuhu. Even for the smallest amount of pepola, for a pepper, you chayy for carrying it out. So the Gemara is explaining what is it roy for? What hanor do you have from a small amount of pepper? Shrashi papeles kol shuhu. It doesn't mean our portion of peppers. Because our peppers are aimed for eating. Something that's aimed for eating, the share of an oichel to be chai in the right is always the share of a gregorous. You take less than the gregorous, your pepper. Here the Mishnah says, you chai for kosher, yet there's a special type of a pepper. What do people use? A small amount. The itroin type of a nef, the itroin is kosher. Also, itroin, any little bit is kosher. If you use it, you chai for a kosher of itroin. Right, the minei b'somim, he carry out different type of some perfumes. O minei matchis, where else carrying out different pieces of metal, you should know kolshu, kolshen. As much as you have, you chayy for. Shrashi minei matchis kolshen, royal a darbin cotton. It's royal to make a small spike. A darbin uses what you a piece of metal you use to move the animals with. So a small piece of metal you could use to move things with, to make the animals move with. So now how small it is, it's usable. Mayatne Yamizbeich. From the Mizbeich in the base of Migdish, if you have one of the stones come off it, and you want to carry it out now on Shabbos, what's the shear? Or else, Me'efra Mizbeich. The dust, the dirt that comes off the Mizbeich. Or else, Mekak Sforim. if you have svarim that a worm ate up the part of the page, and like the mekak means the part that got room there, the dust of the svarim. We also mekak mitzvachaseim. We also, if you have the matzchekos, means the cover of the sefer Torah, the covers of the svarim. If a worm ate them up, and you have the wormy part of it now, the dust of it, it's kosher. No matter how much of that you carry out on Shabbos, that's a chosher of a thing, and you chayiv even for kosher. Why you chayiv on a kosher? The Rashi, mekak svarim, achilas tilas. Means what a worm eats up in your sefer, achilas svarim, or merakfon, they get the room. Or shmei mekak, that's what it's called. Shematzniyan oisel agoinzen, or the Mishnah said the time. Shematzniyan oisel agoinzen, because people hide these small amounts which are supposed to be grinded it. And since it came out of a sefer, it has kedusha. So, man, if you have a small piece of the makaka, the sefer is supposed to be gone with it. So it's choshev to you. Can't stop throw it away. You have to hide it and bury it. So therefore, if you carry it out on Shabbat Yichayev, it's called something choshev. Agar the tainif nis gemaru hu adin, if you bind your svarim, and when they drill a hole through the sefer, so the dust that comes through the sefer, chur tarin geniza, like that dust is mamashal al-mishdi al-makak. It's the dust that comes out of the sefer. What is it? It has the same sefer and it has kedusha on it. So now if you went and drilled the hole through it, or here we're talking about the worm. The worm ate through, so what he ate through, that dust, has like kedusha, it's torn geniza. That's why if you carry it on Shabbat, it's chayiv. If you bind your swarm, the makak that comes out, you also try and be makna to not to stand throw it away, to be gone with it, or to be knowing some kedusha with it, like a page of a Gemara. Why would you say that? No, Shemai Mekak, that's the name of this thing. The name of the recovering is called Mekak. Yeah, no. That's not the same thing. No. But if you do Aimer, Af HaMoitzi Mishamshi Avoyde Zora. If somebody carries out on Shabbos, not on Avoyde Zora itself, but the Mishamshi means the materials, the plates they use to serve their Avoyde Zora, or the broom they do to clean the Avoyde Zora with. They carry out the Mishamshi Avoyde Zora with a kol shu with Choshi Vichayiv. Why? Shinema, the Torah says, La Yidbak Biyotcha Muma Menachem. Torah says, in Israel, Avoyde Zora, you can't have any hanor, anything to do with the Avoyde Zora. No matter how much small the Avoyde Zora is, or the Mishamshi Avoyde Zora are, you're not allowed to use it to have hanor from it. So since the Torah gave an Isser on even the smallest amount, the smallest broom there is, if you use these things to clean the Avoyde Zora, the Torah asked it. So since the Torah asked it to write it something choshev, therefore we carry it out on Shabbos Yichayim. So Drashi, Muma, Alma, Ach, Shevei, Kro, Li, Surah. The Torah was master of Avoyde Zorah. The Torah called it a choshev a thing. So no matter how small it is, you can't have a law, enjoy the Avoyde Zorah. So Mela, Pehoitzoy, Shabbos, also the Isser is Machshevet. So Drashi, I, we learned before, Fakert, we heard it now, we learned before, Kol Shein, the Koshel, Atzniyah, we had a mission before, in the beginning of Matzniyah. Anything that's not kosher latzniyah means people don't hide it. It's not a kosher thing that people that are hide care about. If you carry it out, you put it on Shabbos. The Akimna, we zet found in the Gemara, what is the Mishnah saying? Lamutei atzei asherah. That atzei asherah is something people don't care about. You have no use. It's also about no. So if you carry out atzei asherah before we add your potter, the Chur, according to Yehudi, you chayiv. Because atzei asherah is not much the avoid the zera itself, the asherah. If you carry out the avoid the zera, you should be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Drashi Enechanam, Midulei Krab Yudah, Smachoikis. As the Mishnah before was going, it has to be something that we use, we're machshav for our own use. Something we're going to use. So Atzei Asherah we have no use from, it's not choshev, we carry on Shabbos Yepater. Here Rabbi Yehuda is saying a new svara, even though we have no use from it, but since the Torah was machshav it, the Torah put chshivas to it, that's enough to be mechayi for. Because anything the Torah gave such an iser, L'ayidlak Miyot Chemumah, it's awesome. Shall be, what about other Yisuri Hanor? You see the Torah gives such a big issur of La Yidvak Yotchum Umma. Any little bit you can't have enough from, there's no shear. So that's a double choshev that you carry out on Shabbos according to Yehudi Yechayim. Something more. Tilpeles kol shul amai chazi. What do you use a pepper? What does it use a kol shul, a small amount? What do you use it for? And the Gemara, the Reacha Peh. People that have a bad odor in their mouth, they put this pulpola in the mouth, and that makes the odor smell good. So see, it's not our pepper, some type of a pepper that's good for this purpose. Itroin kosher. Mishnah also, itroin is also even a kosher with chayiv. So the moral of my chazi, what he uses it for? Litzel chosa. So chosa tzrashi koyev chatzirush. They have a migraine headache. You have a headache on one side of the head. So Ichron is a good remedy for it. So therefore people take Ichron, and write even a small amount of Ichron takes away your migraine headache. So therefore it's davar chashuv. And people hide it. So if you take it out on Shabbat, you chay it for a small shiur. Minei besamim kolshein. You carry out different type of perfume, you chay it for kolshein. Chashuv poshed, why poshed? Because you could use it. No matter how small the perfume is, it smells and you could use it. Tana rabbanan. Hamoitzei reyach ra. Somebody carries out for care, something that smells bad. Is also kolshu. You chayiv in a kolshu. Shemin toiv, if you carry out good oil, shemin toiv, is kolshu. Agmoin, kolshu. Carry out agmoin, trashy, it's a tzva type of a dye. She'd save him by agmoin. The time of law is par, it doesn't say what the reason is, a type of a dye. Oli niro, shigam hu royal arech. Agmoin, even though it's type of a dye, but it's also used to smell. But since you could smell it, that's smelling at the svarum. No matter how small it is, it's usable, you can have enough from it, you'll be chayiv. Ubisula taverid, that means a rose that didn't open up yet. So that's your Allah shaverid, bochur achas, maybe only one leaf of the rose is achas. How much do you have to one leaf? If you have one leaf of a rose, that's chashuv to be chayiv for. Right, suppose you could smell it, it gives off perfume, one leaf of the rose, but with that you chayiv, that's a chashuv b'shir. Rashi says, what's the reyach ra? I'm only using it to take away them, to take away mazikim. Rashi says, shemashtin ben chulin. They smoke up either chulin or else tinoikis. They're going chiltis, la reyach miol of mazikim. To throw away from them the mazikim should go away, to make some bad perfume there, to throw away the mazikim. So that's also chosher. People use even a small amount of bad perfume is usable, so you chayv if you carry it out on Shabbos. Right. Mine matchis kolshein. You carry out type of metal, you chayiv even on a coal chain. So the Gemara, my chosi, what can you use a small piece of metal? Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, she can roar lasses and meno darvin cotton. You can make a small like pike, something you use to move the animal. You want to lead the animals, you like to poke the animals to make it move. No matter how small the piece of metal is, you can use it to poke the animal to make it move. So maybe it has some chashivas to it. Tanya Rabbonim, ho'im me'harei alai barzel. Somebody says, Horei Elai was an Isra to Rashi the Bedek Abayis. He wants to be Maktish or something to the Bedek Abayis. And he says, Eloshen, Horei Elai Barzel. I'm going to be Machayiv myself to give Barzel to the Beis HaMikdash. Is how much is he, how much Barzel is the Mechuyah to give? The Chorot of Pshat is, you have to give the least amount that's Royi to use in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the least amount of Barzel that's usable in the Bedek Abayis? So you could say, when I meant to be Machayiv myself to give Barzel to the Bedek Abayis, I meant this small piece of Barzel. Because it's usable. Pshita, if you give something that's not usable at all, that's not what you meant. Use Zichem meant to say, and give something that Hegdish should use. So what's the smallest amount that's usable by Hegdish? Is Acherim Maimrim Lo Yiv Chois Me Amma Lama. You have to give the size of an Amma by Nama, pretty big piece of metal. As in some trees 18 inches by 18 inches, some trees it's 24 by 24 inches, you have to give a big piece of metal. So the Marlo Maichazi, even this piece of metal, an Amma by an Amma, what is it used for? Amar Rab Yosef Lakal Yoru. They're on top of the base of meat dish, used to put pieces of metal, an amma by an amma, and they used to have spikes sticking out on it. Because they that the orphan, the bird, should not rest on top of the base of meat dish. The B'dafka wanted the top of the roof of the base of meat dish should be pointing like needles sticking up, so that the bird should not rest, it's not covered, the bird should be on top of the base of meat dish. So used to put planks, a piece of metal, a sheet of metal, an amma by an amma, and inside used to be sticking up nails. That's what they put on top of the roof. The metal shear of an amma namo is something that's usable in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kayur. And he could be amma achir maimrim. Lo yivchas mi kal yoruv. They say directly, don't bring less barzel that's used for kal yoruv. The kama, what's the shear? Am rav yasef amma lama. That's the shear. So Trashi, the kal yoruv. Tabloyes shal amma, planks of amma, ho yu oisin. Vein chadna, very sharp. Kisakin. Like knives, he was saying, or mesmorim chadin bekulin. They had a lot of needles going up on them. Umechafen ben gag. They used to cover up the whole roof of the Beis Hamikdash. Shel hechel limnoyes orvim maliyeshiv. It wasn't nice that the orvim, the bird, should rest on top of the roof. So they used to put this to scare away the orvim. Right? Nechoshes. Somebody says I'm mechayim myself to give nechoshes to the Beit Gabayis. How much kapah does he have to give? Is lo yivchois mimor. Kesef. You have to give the shear of a more kesef. Trashi more kesef. nechoshes, how much copper do you have to give, shove more kesef. The amount of copper that's going to be worth a more kesef. A certain, that's a coin, a silver coin. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Weimer, lo yichos mitzinura ketana, shenechoshes. Don't give a small tenura, or a small drashi mazli cotton, a small fork. That's the shear to give. You have a cup, a small fork, that's what's ruined. For the Gemara, my chazi, what could the base of Medjish, what could the Bedek Abayas do with a small fork? They could use it for the menorah. They could pick up the old wicks, or mekanocha maneris, or clean out the new neris. They'll clean it out. So they could use like a fork to clean out the neris, so it's usable, even a small fork. Right. The Mishnah says if you have the dust that comes out of the what the worms eat on the svarim, or the worms eat on the covers of the svarim, that's turned geniza, therefore on Shabbos you chayav for it. Om Rav Yehuda, mekak the sifri tachuch. You should know the name of the worm that eats up the svarim, it's called tachuch. That's the name of it. The shiroi, what's the name of the worm that eats up shiroi and eats up a silk? Evila. It was all right when what she say? Starts off. Not sure. I remember you the makak the sifri. Because you don't forget makak the sifri. Makak. That's the name of the worm that eats up sperm. Techach the shiroi. Techach is the name that eats up silk. Evila the envy. Vila is the name that eats up the grapes. That's the name of the worm that eats up the grapes. Opeh the tani. Peh is the name of the worm that eats up the figs. Vaho the rimoni. Vaho is the name of the worm that eats up the pomegranates. And kule sakanta. You know the rule of sakana if you eat them. Shrashi sakanta means leichon. Whoever eats them, it's a sakana. Vaho talmid of the Talmud, Evi Yosef Kaim Rabbi Yechon. We're sitting in front of Rabbi Yechon. Evi kochol tani. Rebbe, koitzin yesh betainim. He said they are eating these figs right now, and they have koitzin, they have thorns inside them. Something tastes better here. Omalei, katle po lidan. He meant to tell him, you should know, you're not eating thorns. You're eating this worm called po. And it's sakona, it could kill you. He meant to tell you, watch yourself, spit it out right away. Trashe katle po lidan. Hogo po lidin. That this pole, that this worm, could kill people. So merely meant to tell you, your mama is eating a sakona, be careful what you're eating, spit it out first. Right. Hamoitzi kupas ha-reichlin. Somebody carries out a whole kupa, a whole barrel, full of reichlin. Trashi reichlin means moichrei psamim. People that sell different type of spices, likishut, or else perfume, likishut enoshim. You sell makeup kits to ladies. V'yesh lem kupas ketanis, tzuras psamim. They have small baskets filled up with different types of psalm in it. You know, if you carry out this whole basket, even though inside it has a lot of different psalm inside it, is afal pish yeshba minim harbi, even though there are a lot of different types of perfume or makeup inside it, in the chayiv el chatas achas. You only chayiv one chatas. So Mitzvah she made one hoitzah, one hella mechad, you only chayiv one. Shash ain't chayiv el chatas achas, to kula chod hoitzahi. It was all one hoitzah. Demison Tayyip asked the Kash, like, what's the Chiddush here? Allah is, if somebody has one Helim, he can say that he carries out the whole day on Shabbos. He carries out this Sefer, another Sefer, another Sefer, one after another, the whole day on Shabbos. And at the end of Shabbos, he realized he did a Chet, he's only Chayiv one Chattis. Because you do a Melach, Zeach, Zeb, Helim, Achad, you only Chayiv one. So Pshit in the Mishnah, you Chayiv only one. What's the Chiddush here? Here it's better. You took out one basket, and in the basket, there are five different types of makeups. So that the only chayiv, and what's the chiddush? I face out the riches. Same with them. There's one say in a case where he had a yedi on one, and then later you found out you did another issa. Because at night time, first you had a yedi, you took out one perfume. That's all. And like you brought a carbon, you mahap yourself, and then later at night you found out in the coop you took out there was another perfume. So stamazev, you find out after you have the kapara, you mechayiv another kapara. It's like you have yedi on another chet. But here, since it was all done in one maisa, still you only chayiv one. Chayiv al chatas achas. Right.
Why didn't the guy in the maisa know? Like, there's one basket that you're carrying out a basket. What's inside the basket is irrelevant to the
All right, but tell him, Tais says the chiddush would be in the case where you know that in the basket at night there's only one thing, and you brought a korban for that already, so you're mechaper. Then later you find out there was more in it, so it was a marbe b'shurim. You don't have a kapor on that marbe b'shurim. You're only mechaper on this much of the yisr, not on the bigger much of the yisr. All right, we'll talk about it later. Right, the zeruni gina. If you carry out the seeds that you plant in your garden, is pachus mit gregus. Even small amount of seeds also you have less than a gregus. Rashi, even though anything that's edible, the man need a shear of a dried out date. Honey, kibun lezriya kaimi. Since these seeds are aimed to plant with, the pachas mcgregus nami mechayim. They're chashuv things. It's aimed to usable. It's used even though they're smaller than a gregus. So for a few amount of seeds you chayif for. You have yud be'meseroy mechamisha. The hairy seeds you need at least five seeds to be chayif for. Chamisha.